And then there's Rita, our treasurer. Pat, another director.
VP.
Vice president, that's right. Yep.
Come on, don't put me further down than I am.
And Bill is on the road committee. He's the head of the road committee. And then Joan, another homeowner, or Jean. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Don't feel bad. My girlfriend of 40 years writes me and always says Joan in everything.
I get Joanne.
Oh, yeah? I get Joanne.
That's how my mother, my grandma.
Instead of Jean.
My aunt's children was Joanne.
Okay. We have everybody present. Before we adopt the agenda, I would recommend that we move items 14 and 15 to come right after item 6 because I think it'll fit better in our discussion. We won't be going back and forth as much. 14 is the workshop with the road committee to develop a maintenance plan, and 15 is adopting a long-term maintenance plan. And the budget kind of depends on what we're going to do for maintenance, so they're out of place. They should be right after 6. So if anybody would like to move to adopt the agenda with or without those changes.
I have a comment for a non-agenda item.
We'll get there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Oh, thank you.
I hear you.
We'll give Joan a minute.
I'm trying to get to the other folder.
Yeah.
Was it 14 and 15?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would recommend moving 14 and 15 to follow item 6.
Did we call it to order?
Yep. 909 is what I saw.
Yes. All right, come on. It didn't help if I could see it. You laugh. You'll be
old. I know the feeling. You want to use this?
Smart laugh.
Why do you think I have one?
It's crazy. That's small. I've got one like this.
Now I got it. Remember that little thing that we got in the directions?
Yeah.
You needed a huge thing to get it. But I'll show you. My son does it. It's very easy.
Randy.
He came and didn't find me.
I'm glad I don't need a magnifying glass.
Yeah. Okay. I am so sorry, you guys.
It's okay. Technology is like that.
Yeah.
It's a battle.
We put ours on the table. She gave us one thing. We put on the table.
I'm just glad the thermostat worked this morning. I just had to turn it on even earlier. 3 hours wasn't enough.
It's still warmer than it is outside.
It was on for 4 hours.
I turned this one on at 6 and it's still not up to 70.
You've got it set so you can turn it on at your house, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's so neat.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Fortunately,
he doesn't have to turn it on.
Get out of bed and do it.
Yeah.
Can't you run a wood-burning stove in here?
Yeah.
But somebody's got to be here to feed it.
Well,
right.
And you've got to get the wood, too.
They told him if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to remain in a home for the rest of his life. And what they're doing is they have
that'd be motivation to make me run out.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, we're in business.
All right.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I've only used it how many times? Stop the agenda. I make a motion we adopt the agenda.
Did you want to move the items or you want to leave the agenda as is?
With the items.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Any opposed? Okay. Public comments.
One of the things I've had a problem with the last few weeks is when I meet people, I'd sure like to give them a business card that says I'm with the Mountain Valley Association, has my email, phone number, and whatever electronic needs. I don't want my name on the business card. I just want to write contact. Put a blank line that if Joan needs to go out and, introduce herself to a business or Rita or Randy, We can give them that card. We just write our name on and explain this is the association contacts, you know, the address, email, phone number. And you feel better having, you know, something in your hand than trying to tell the guy to write all this down.
I like that idea.
It just doesn't work. I can never remember the email or the phone number or anything. I tell him, go down and see Randy.
Not a problem. We'll definitely consider that because we're getting close to that point.
You know, 100 would take care of this board and the next, you know, whichever board uses it, they can use the card. Just write your name on it, Bill or Randy or
whoever.
Rita, yeah, whatever. And you look better.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You walk to a stationery store and you want to open an account and you give them, show them your business card for the association, it'd probably be a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's a good idea.
Yep, thank you. Yeah. Any other public comments for non-agenda items? Okay, that brings us to approval of minutes from the regular meeting of November 17th. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve the minutes, or does somebody want them read? What's your pleasure?
I haven't even read them. I mean, that's November 17th. That's a long time ago. A whole month.
I think I found it here.
It's attached. It's the second page.
The assessment means association fee. Is that what that is? Okay.
That's, yes.
I'll make a motion to adopt it.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second, but I wasn't here.
Okay.
Any opposed?
You're officially, please.
Okay, that brings us to reports of committees. Bill, do you have anything from the road committee for this meeting?
I have spoken to Kern Asphalt and Bowman Construction. They're both sending me quotes on laying blacktop on Morgan Lane. They've also offered solutions to the dirt roads. They do grading, they do sealing, they do whatever's on the dirt roads. I have not pursued pricing on those subjects because realistically, we're not going to have money for a year to spend on our dirt road project. So they have advised me that they have different ideas and different things that we can do. We now have three contractors. We have Eaton Construction, Bowman, and Kern Asphalt that are all willing to give us price quotes on grading the dirt roads, resealing the dirt roads. When I get the two quotes from Bowman and Kern, I thought the ideal plan would be, number one, to fix that wash on Sand Canyon as we planned, and then our second major project would be to have an AQMD grant in combination with our funds to put asphalt on Morgan Lane. That would be project number two, and then project number three would be taking care of the dirt roads. I don't know if we can wait that long. It might be 2 years before we'd have money to do what they want to do. And my suggestion would be do the concrete wash before Sand Canyon gets washed out. Put down the blacktop on Morgan Lane if we can get a grant, and then start dedicating all our monies to the dirt roads. In the meantime, we still have to budget to have grading done during the wet season. Our roads are going to suffer damage, the dirt roads, and we just need to do what we can to get by. Carl has done a very good job on using minimal money, you know, anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 just to get the bad areas graded whenever it rains. If we go to a professional company to do these repairs, we immediately go in over the 10,000, more like 15, and we could even hit 20. The budget will not permit that, but in a couple of years, with a little bit of saving here and there, and following those plans, we can improve the roads greatly, and then we'll jump into getting the dirt roads. Now, this is only a suggestion, only a plan. But that's what I was looking at, and I would be glad to hear from other people, you know, what they think different. In the meantime, we're going to have to maintain the blacktop roads ourselves. Any type of treatments we put on the blacktop roads are going to cost anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000. As you know, when you have a $20,000 income, it's very difficult to spend that kind of money on getting a new surface on the blacktop roads. So anyway, the idea was to educate, let people understand what we're looking at, and then, as I said, in January, we'll have a new board, we'll have all the quotes in, and we'll be able to have a good discussion on, well, we don't want to do the concrete, we want to do the dirt. We don't want to do Morgan Lane, we want to do the concrete, you know. Then the board will decide what's going to be done, and we'll have quotes telling people what things cost. So that's about as simple as I can make it.
Did you guys ever get a bid or anything from a contractor for fixing equestrian, you know, where the creek washed it away or whatever? Or?
That's outside of this association.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yep.
Is it part of an association there, or is it just...
Part of another defunct association.
Okay.
As far as I know, they haven't met in years.
Right, right.
Yep.
Okay, no, I was just curious, because that road has been out for a long time now.
There isn't any other associations that use our roads that want to contribute. There's the Quail Mountain, there's a couple, and they want nothing to do with us unless it's using our roads. When I say our roads, we're responsible, I feel, for the entrance to the association. If we don't maintain a good entrance to the association, which I feel was also stated in the bylaws, we can't do it, you know.
The association starts then where, like, before Sunview?
That's,
you know, where Sunview goes up? Mm-hmm.
Right about, well, the corner right there, Sunview is in the association, Sand Canyon is not. Sand Canyon does not enter the association until Spur Court.
Now, what about, are we in the association right here?
No.
Oh, okay, I see.
We're just borrowing their building.
Right. No, the Water District building, yeah, I understand.
I think we'd all like a nice entry road, at least to Sunview. We kind of got to have that, because you see what happens to that road when it's bad.
Yeah. I think
and
from our side,
a couple of years of that, and
one up.
When was it paved originally? Do you know when it was paved originally?
What was that?
That's a whole nother.
When was that road paved originally?
Yep.
Well, Judge Garvey.
No, that road was paved probably 14, 15 years ago. It had a surface treatment done on it, oh, probably 8 years ago, and then it's just being volunteer labor plugging all the potholes.
Yeah.
So in the road right outside here, we do have a spring, which explains why there's all that cracking and damage that goes on around that particular area. On the asphalt, I only feel we need to worry about the road to Sunview, because everybody drives it, and that's the highest usage.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. As far as the Rules Committee, I don't have anything to report. I don't know if Joan does, but pretty much we've been busy getting the annual statement out, so that took pretty much all the...
I did bring you both versions of the bylaws, because I noticed you still had it as a second restated.
Yeah, I just haven't changed that. Okay. I figured it was close enough for sending it out to everybody for comment. I was getting tired of typing.
Oh, I bet you were.
Okay, so the Rules Committee doesn't have anything for this meeting. All right. Reports of officers and directors. Do we have any reports from the secretary or the treasurer?
I'll just say that we've been getting, so far, a pretty good response to our annual address update request.
Oh,
good.
You can go anywhere.
I want it right now.
I'll write it on a backup piece of paper for you.
Well, at least we're getting a response.
It never occurred to people that they could scan it and send it.
Mm-hmm.
But you put that on there, so I've gotten two or three through
good.
The website or the email.
Anything we can do to help them get it here.
Yeah. You can avoid the chaos much better anyway.
Yep.
It's forever to get it.
Well, they don't understand because I can't tell you how many calls. Well, we moved. Well, did you send a change of address?
Yeah.
No. So that's why you didn't get your bill. I mean, come on.
That's right.
Psyche.
Yeah. Okay.
How about treasurer?
I have a balance as of 12/7, and we do have deposits afterward, but I'm not adding it in yet. $29,527.36. We will be over 30,000 when I get them all added in.
Good deal.
And that's the checking, or is that the combination?
That's checking.
Okay.
That's just checking. The savings hasn't changed any since the last one. And we paid
not even a penny?
No, not yet, but it's going to after the first year. And we had a Visa charge for $367.20, and that was for getting all this stuff ready to mail out that was sent out.
Has been paid.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have anything to report? All right.
That monies is from assessments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty much that's it.
That's all it.
Okay. So now if somebody joins, like buys a property in this association, do they have to upfront pay up like, you know, 10, 20 grand and give it to you to like be in thing, or they just start at the
unless the property has back fees owed against it, then they have to pay the back fees.
Because it goes with the land.
Yep.
So it'd be like a property tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you just talk to your realtor, people will
Yeah. And if you have
realtors,
you
get taken care of.
Yeah. Aware that there is a homeowners, because a lot of them say, oh, I didn't know. And that's their own.
Well, some people don't like it. I mean, my brother has a place in Pine Canyon, and there's no homeowners association, no road committees.
Right.
When something happens, people get out with their tractors. In fact, I'm working on roads up there now. You know, that because that last storm we had that went through to Highway 58 and put all that dirt there, that all went through, well, came through here a little bit, but a lot there, you know.
Yeah.
It rutted my brother's property pretty bad. And that's not where all the dirt came from. It came from all over the hills, you know.
Right.
Okay, well, that brings us to number 14. And that's for a workshop with the road committee so we can develop a maintenance plan. And basically what we need to do is review what I put down for the 30-year maintenance budget and see if that looks like it's somewhat close to what we need. And if it is, then we can move to the next item, which will be to adopt that as a plan. I didn't print a whole lot of these off because it takes up a heck of a lot of paper. But this is the 30-year plan. And the only things that I included in here for maintenance is our biggest assets, which is the paved roads, the dirt roads, and street signs. I also left a section in here for the roads outside of 3312 that feed into 3312 that we have to keep passable, but I did not put any dollar amounts in there for that because as it is, we aren't going to be able to afford to maintain our roads. So if we ever have a little extra, we can always put it towards that, but we have to keep these passable, but until we get more money coming in, there's no way we can do any real work on them. We have to do the roads in the association first. Leftovers can be used to do those other roads other than keeping them passable. But, you know, I put down a schedule for 30 years on the paved roads. Let's see, where am I at here?
You want the magnifying glass?
No, I'm okay for right now. I put in here money to go into putting the seal coat on the roads, even though we're going to have to seal coat the paved roads that are still in decent shape. If we don't seal coat those, they're going to deteriorate and look like Sand Canyon. So I did not put any maintenance in there until 2020. That's the first time we'll do a seal coat, but even that's just a little over a year away. But a seal coat, I'm guesstimating $90,000 to do a seal coat on these roads.
We're going to have to get a grant.
No, we're going to pay for it. You don't get grants for maintenance.
The last seal coat we did was from the mailboxes to the campground, and that was $10,000.
Yeah, we got to do all the other roads.
Yeah.
And today's prices are a lot more than they were back then because price of oil. So I'm guesstimating about that, and I got that number by going back and looking what the county was spending on seal coat on roads, figured out how long a road they seal coated, and then figured out how many feet. I did do a, I don't know if I've got it right here or not, I went through and tallied up how many feet of roads that we have in our association. And paved roads, we have 22,104 feet, 4.19 miles. In dirt roads, we have 28,368 feet, 5.37 miles.
You know, if he is big enough so he can read that.
But that's how I did this, to come up with pricing. Now, clear it out at 2033 is the first paving that I've got in here for doing repaving, and that's for Sand Canyon since it's the worst. And by that point, we're going to be looking at $500,000.
Oh, jeez. in our little community?
Yeah, that's going to be $500,000.
Oh, my God. The assessments are really bad.
People don't realize the stuff that goes up and how fast it will go.
Well, and that's just it. This is figuring 2.5% per year inflation.
Yeah.
So I'm using today's numbers and inflating by 2.5% each year. So $500,000 is about what it will be by then. Now, 5 years later, when it comes time to do the rest of the roads, we're looking at almost $1 million to pave the rest, to repave the existing paved roads.
Oh, I'll be gone by then.
So we're talking $1.5 million total just to repave what we've already got out here to keep them up. But like I said, in between, we've got seal coating on a regular basis. I've got it in here I think I put it in here at 6-year intervals. They recommend 5, but, you know, to make it fit our budget a little better, I stretched it to 6. Then as far as the dirt roads go, I put in here for basically a cost of grading, and I'm decent grading, not just, you know, dragging the roads, but actual grading every other year. I figured is what they're going to need major maintenance. You know, in between, we can just clean up a little bit here and there. The major maintenance, every other year, go through and grade all the roads, including bringing in base where it needs it and compacting and all that kind of stuff. So I put in, starting for 2019, $28,000 for grading.
Oh, grading on Sunview is going to cost triple of anything in the rest of the association.
Yep, and a lot of it's not going to be done each year. We have to budget something for it, and then
every time we grade Sunview, we lower the quality of the road.
You got to bring in material. That's why I put it in for as much as I did. We got to allow to be bringing in material every time we grade.
You don't grade Sunview. Sunview's paved. Not all
the upper.
Not all of it, the upper part.
The upper part, go, you have the high hill.
There?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
That's to go through and do everything on the roads. Now, that also, by 2029, there's more money. I threw, you know, quite a bit more into the budget because by then the roads are going to need completely redone. So I've got almost $300,000 in there at that point, and that's going to be to bring in base over everything again. So again, this stuff, these are scary numbers, but it's, you got to do maintenance. Signs, I did very little on the signs. Signs last quite a while. I'm giving them a useful life of 15 years. And most of them aren't all that old, so I didn't really put a whole lot of money in here for repairing signs until clear out at 2029. And even at that, the total budget on signs isn't that staggering. It's, you know, even at that, that's $25,000 roughly, $23,000.
For signs?
Yeah, because, and that basically would be to replace all the signs by
2029.
Yeah, that's a ways out. And see, you got to remember,
we're going to do a few.
A lot of these things are going to change. Well, no, you save the money up, and then you just have, you come in and do it all.
But I thought we were already talking about, that we already voted on putting in.
We're going to be adding more.
Signs.
Oh, yeah. We'll still be adding some as budgets allow. But this is the maintenance. You know, you put a new sign in today, 15 years from now, it's got to be replaced.
Oh, that'll be somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to forecast a 30-year plan.
All right.
What about, do you guys try to pave a certain amount of roads every year?
No money for it at this point.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We would love to.
The only thing I really worry about is a lot of people moved out into Sand Canyon for the cost of living. And considering Social Security only raises me 20 cents a year, I don't match the inflation rate. And pretty soon I'm going to be swimming. And, you know, I can't see paying $1,100 in association fees.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know.
I know it.
It's just way too much. It's more than what I get in Social Security. And you're taking a whole month away from me.
I think you just need to be
the
happy.
The water company, that was a big bite.
Oh, that killed all of us.
If I add up all my utilities, that's still less than my water utility, which I just don't think's right.
Well, unfortunately, that's the way it's going to go out here for everything.
Come on, I haven't had a new pipe put in. I haven't had a filter. I've had nothing put in. I've been the same one that came up here in 78. Nothing's changed. Same pump houses, same pipes. What am I paying for?
The only thing was different is that they repainted the pump house down there at the end of our street.
They had put in bushes, but they're gone now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to point out that the people are going to feel a pinch.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know there are
some serious decisions to be made.
Well, at some point, we may have to do a monthly thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can see that coming, too.
Let the membership vote on it if we got
to
go.
Well, the membership has to vote on it.
Yeah.
These kind of increases, they have to.
Now,
our job is to put together the maintenance plan. Whether they want to give us the money to maintain it or not, that's a whole different story. See, we have to tell the members, here's what needs to be done.
If they
don't give us the money, then our liability goes away because we said, here's what needs done.
Yeah.
Then we do whatever we can within our revenue.
At the same time, we have to realize we have literally the lowest rates around of anybody.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, the lowest association I know is charging $400.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And they do absolutely squat.
Well, one of the things that we'll get to when we look at our budget here, the majority of our budget goes to just the operating cost of having the association.
Yeah,
the postage, sending out the bills, insurance,
paper.
Yeah, all, that takes up almost the entire budget.
It's just like owning a business, somebody's always going.
So there isn't a whole lot left for the roads, so the money has to go up if we're going to do any maintenance. But again, our job is to tell the members what needs to be done.
But these
then they have to decide what to do.
Right.
But if we don't tell them what needs done, then we're responsible. We didn't tell them.
That's right.
So we have to tell them what needs done. And that's what I tried to lay out here. The only thing, now, something that needs to be added to this that I did not add is we have to go through and identify all of our culverts and put those in here because those are assets as well, and those have to be maintained because culverts need replaced from time to time. They need cleaned every couple of years. So that kind of stuff, we still have to add that in. But we can update this next year or the year after and, you know, keep expanding to where we get everything covered.
What about clearing fire fuel?
You know, we...
That has to be...
We haven't seen a big storm up here in 30 years.
We've been lucky.
I can tell you, I've seen two of them, and they completely washed out Sand Canyon, washed out Horseshoe Lane. Because of that, we got the culvert in Horseshoe Lane, and they redid Sand Canyon. But when that water comes, it's going
to there's nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
No,
and it will wash out anything we're not prepared for.
But this is why we've got to actually, you know, we've got to tell the members what the maintenance needs are and what the cost of that maintenance is, and then they'll have to decide what they want to spend.
Yeah.
But we have to tell them what needs done. And like I said, this needs to be expanded. I'll work on that over the next year or so we can include it with next year's statement. But, you know, we can get calls and stuff in here as we identify them.
And presented at the general meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do have to throw something in with your culverts.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have voted to do something with Audrey's, and nothing's been done yet, and we're going to have rain, and it's going to wash her again.
Yeah,
we've got to get
really
that done.
That's been washed out before and replaced in the last 2 years. It's permanent now. It's never going to wash out. Well, it's washing out.
Yeah. But that needs to be done before we start getting a lot of rain. That has to be at the top.
Yeah.
Priority.
There's a lot of little things like that that we'll still be able to do.
And
that's just it. There's a lot of little things that we'll keep doing. But we have to look at the big picture, and we have to put a plan in place. That's a legal requirement for the board to do.
I just wanted to bring it up because it seems like it's been forgotten.
No, it's not forgotten. I remember it every time I drive up that way. it's just that, you know, that is part of the board's responsibility. We have to put a plan together, and we have to present it to the membership. You know, it doesn't mean they'll have to pay for it, but we have to give them a plan. Here's what needs to be done.
Right.
And
this is good.
Like I said, this still isn't all-inclusive. We still have other things to add. This is just the things that I could come up with off the top of my head when I was trying to get this done for the annual statement.
And we need to add a P.S. If you don't want to pay for it, don't come crying to us.
Well, and that's it. If they don't approve the assessments, if they don't approve the assessments, then we can't do it. And then our job is we have to tell the members, here's what's being deferred because you don't want to pay for it.
That's
and then
right.
If they complain about it, you deferred it.
That's right.
You didn't want it done.
Right.
But that's a legal requirement that we have to do. Yeah. So.
But the better education we have on what projects cost and what our plans are, they can both come together.
And we can, and that's why as we get more information on cost, this gets revised.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't set in stone. This is just a plan. And as information changes, the plan changes.
And it's an estimate in prices.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen 30 years from now. You know, we don't have any idea. We give it the best guess. That's one of the things with the water district. I'm looking, you know, I'm only going to be here a certain length of time. But everything that we do, I have to plan what's it going to be in 50 years.
Yeah.
Because it's all big assets. They have to last a certain length of time. And so your planning has to be way out there. Even though it's not realistic, you're never going to see it. But the planning still has to be there. Because somebody's going to be here stuck with this.
Now, most of your members, they don't live here. They just have land, right?
A lot.
And the ones that have like a dwelling, do most of them not live here also, and they live somewhere else, or?
Probably most of the houses have people here.
Most of the houses are occupied.
Are full time, but not all. But most of them are probably full time.
So if you raise the fees,
Everybody gets raised.
Everybody gets raised.
The people that own land might decide to sell their land, and then somebody that buys it knows they're coming in with this fee, you know.
Yeah, that's always a possibility.
Well, if you live there, I might decide they are
No, that's the
same. Any other thoughts on the maintenance plan? Do we want
to appreciate
it? I think it's good.
It is a good meeting.
I mean, anything I'm missing other than, like I said, I know the culverts aren't in here. We're going to have to add those, and those are actually a fairly high ticket item.
That opens up the discussion a lot further.
But, and again, this is not a plan that's going to be, you know, it's not concrete. Once it's done, it's not. That's not the end of it. This is something we have to go over on a regular basis and keep updating it.
We
keep updating it as the information changes. But we have to have a starting point.
Yeah, that was a good start.
So at the end of that 30 years, how much is the association fee then?
Well, that depends on what we set the association fee at. So I can tell you, the maintenance the money required for maintenance varies year to year, depending on what has to be done that year. So we'll get into that when we start looking at the long-term budget. But it depends on how we want to approach paying for it. I've got a whole bunch of different examples for that because that'll be coming up right after this. That'll be the next step. We have to adopt the plan. We have to adopt a plan first, then we figure out how we pay for it.
Yeah.
And then, so.
You got to read to find out what's in it.
So I guess, unless anybody has anything else on a maintenance plan, we can move on to 15, which is discussion and possible action to adopt a maintenance plan.
More of a maintenance plan.
Well, we do have to adopt a maintenance plan.
Yeah.
So if we want to start with this, I think it's a good starting point, and then we can, like I said, we just keep tuning it from there.
Are you waiting for a motion?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to adopt the
second.
Any opposed? Okay, there's our starting point. All right. So now that brings us to item 7, which is discussion and possible action approving the 2019 budget. Okay. Let's see, I think I've got a budget in here somewhere. Or no, oh yeah, I did a... Here's the budget.
Have some of these up.
It was in... Part of it was in the annual statement. I don't know if the whole thing was. I think the whole thing was, actually.
One more.
Yeah, I think it was.
There we go.
And this is pretty much, this is loosely based off of what our existing bills were 2 years ago. Since this year is not complete yet, when I was doing this, it's hard to use this year's, but...
Looks like we've saved some money because we started out with 25,000 something,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be over 30,000.
So. Yep, we didn't spend it all.
And we added $7,500 for our savings, which we're going to do
good.
Again.
Yeah.
So we did.
You did a really good job.
Well, this is what I put together for our budget, and like I said, out of this, you know, the biggest thing is going to be to maintain the dirt roads, and that's going to pretty much clean us out again. We'll be back down to where we don't have much of anything left at the end of this budget year. But I tried to keep things in fairly reasonable. One big item you'll see in here is bad debts. Bad debts is not... that's basically the assessments that don't get paid.
That's right.
Right.
And this year it's actually going to be more than that. I haven't gone through to look, but pretty much anything that's not current year, we need to write off as bad debt.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean we don't keep trying to collect it, but it gets written off our books. It's no longer on our books as an asset because we don't know if we're going to collect it.
Definitely.
It goes into bad debts. If we collect it later on, then it's just additional income.
Okay.
But
lowers the bad debt.
But it's no longer a bad debt.
Right.
So we'll need to write off everything off of our books at the end of the year and get rid of all that. So the bad debt's actually going to be higher than this because we've got a lot of old assessments that are unpaid that are sitting on our books that need to come off.
I think we need, Joan and I need to get together and go over those and go back to 5 years. Because if the people see how much it's brought down, maybe they'll pay it.
Yeah.
Because it will be brought down, because the other part of the debt we can't get.
We can if they want to pay it. We can't. The courts won't enforce it.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's totally uncollectible. It's just not a very good
But if we went through it and just went back to, say, 2013...
And make everybody offers. Here, if you want to get current, we'll take this.
Take this.
I thought we already did that.
We voted on it.
Yeah, and it's a good thing to do. We just need to go and say, here, if you want to come current, we'll accept this amount and we'll call your account current.
Did any of them come up current that...
Yes.
That we're way far back? Okay, good.
So it's another, that's a tool we can use to keep doing that.
And I think that would be, and then there again, we've got to get current addresses on some of them.
Yeah, I know.
We have no idea where they are.
I know.
Yeah, but some of them we do have.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Not even to the tax office?
No, they're not keeping up on our taxes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So it'll be sold off and eventually.
Yeah.
But you can see, as with this budget, we're actually going to spend $23,000, almost $24,000 more than we're going to bring in this year for 2019. Because to maintain the roads, I said, most of our budget goes to operating expenses. We only have about $5,000 a year for working on roads. So that if we're going to spend $30,000, that doesn't go very far. So it puts us in the hole $25,000, which is what we have in the bank right now. So we won't actually run out of money, but we'll be down to zero.
Yeah.
This is spending everything we've got.
Because we're all volunteers. Can you imagine if they had to pay us?
Yeah.
Does the association own any heavy equipment or road machinery?
No.
So if you guys wanted something, you go rent it or call a contractor to do the job?
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We would like to own it, but we haven't.
One question.
Yeah.
We were going to put money away, so we had $25,000 in the...
reserve account.
Reserve account to pay for...
This will cause an issue with that if we don't...
Is the $7,500 on here?
No, not on this one.
We did pay it.
Why wouldn't we put it in this one?
Well, I didn't put it into the budget because it's not a budget item, but it's one of those things where we, depending on what we do with assessments for this year, will tell us how much we'll be able to put into that account.
Okay.
Basically, because that's another thing that's coming up a little further down is to work on our assessments. But anyway, this is the numbers I came up with. Doesn't mean this is what it's going to be. We're making a guesstimate. This is what we think we're going to be spending and where we think we're going to be spending it.
But every time somebody pays the late fees, I add it up and it goes into our reserve account.
Yep.
I haven't put any in there yet.
Well, and that's why, see, that money is not included in here in our assessments. You know, that's money that comes in outside of our budget.
Right.
So that money goes straight into the savings account. Okay. Anyway, that's what I've got. Unless anybody's got any suggestions, something that needs to be changed or moved around. Otherwise, we could do a motion and adopt a budget.
Well,
since I already published it.
We won't be spending that much on notaries.
Probably not. No.
That was...
Right. I don't expect us to have that much in notary, but we may have more in liens or, you know, so we'll be making budget adjustments. Again, this is a starting point.
Yeah.
But we're supposed to adopt a budget, so.
Do you guys, are you high tech where you use these devices that are, like, instead of having all this mail go out, you could just text somebody or how that works?
We email.
Like email or whatever?
They do.
We give them permission to do that.
Yeah,
we do.
Well, you have to give them permission
in a small
email address.
In a small way, yes.
I mean, that's all it saves in a small way, too.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we have a website that everything is on.
There's a website that everything is on.
Oh, so... You don't need to actually send out hard copies of everything.
No.
Well, a lot of stuff has to be sent out by law.
We have to do it by law because some of the people that don't have it have to have access to it.
Well, those people, you would know that they don't email or whatever, and they get a hard copy.
Would anybody like to make a motion to adopt a budget?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the budget.
You know, if you make the motion, you got to cover it.
Is that right? I have good neighbors. I'll go borrow it.
Any opposed?
Got it.
Anybody opposed? All right. We officially have a budget. And then something will happen and we'll have to change it.
Like you said, it's a starting point.
That's all it is. It's a guideline.
Okay.
Okay, that brings us to 8. And actually, 8 and 9 are pretty much the same thing. But we'll go over 8 first, and that's discussion and possible action to rescind the assessment increase we approved at the last meeting. Because we approved raising the assessments by 10%, or $10.
$10.
And I think, did you ever happen to see where that was anywhere, the old $10 limit? I think it was in one of the old bylaws, but I'm not sure. I haven't dug back to find it. It's not in our bylaws. It's not in the CC&Rs.
That's what I was wondering.
So there is no limit currently on our rate increases except by state law. And state law was, as Joan found out, was 20%. So we can actually raise them by 20% without it requiring a vote of the membership. Any more than that requires a vote of the membership.
So what would that bring it to?
Yeah, what would that be?
That would be 144.
Yeah.
Instead of 120, it'd be 144. We were going to go to 130. 144 does make a difference in our budget, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
Actually, we might as well look at that right now, because this is, well, actually, we might as well finish this item. Do we want to rescind that assessment so we can discuss a different assessment?
I make a motion to rescind that.
Is that 20% annually you can do it without both?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Any opposed? Okay. Now, that brings us to discussion possible action to implement assessment increase. And I worked on this. I only printed up a handful of these because this big paper cost too much. But the small paper was getting to be too small to print. So if we share, we can all get on the same page. And yeah, that's why I printed it on the bigger paper. I should have bought a bigger printer. Actually, yeah, I can put this up there if you can see it. And what I did here, this is different scenarios. The first one is just doing a $10 increase every year. And you can see how much red ink that uses. So $10 a year is not going to cut it.
No.
You know, in 30 years, we would be $2 million in the hole.
Oh. but our property should be more valuable.
Now, the second scenario, I just added that today. I just happened to think about this as a possibility. Now, this is 20%, which is the maximum we can vote in. We have red ink, though, in 2021 through 2024, which means we're not going to be able to do all the maintenance we need to do, which is going to put us behind from then on. But, I mean, eventually we would get caught up, but it'd take a while. But even at that, that's 20% a year through 2029. We have to go up 20% each year to do that. And so by 2029, we're paying $891 a year.
That's a lot out of you're only getting Social Security.
Yep. Yeah. And that's still just maintaining these roads. That's not doing anything different.
But I don't know. I couldn't afford to do that.
Well, I would say once we get up to the bigger amounts, twice a year, or maybe a quarterly payment.
Yeah, we got to be careful because the more often that we want payments, the more we have to send out bills,
exactly.
Which costs money too.
Right.
But we are going to have to do that. We have to now. The CCRs say it's an annual payment, but. And it's due by November 1st, but that doesn't mean that we can't start collecting it in November before quarterly, so that by then it's paid in full,
right.
Which meets the requirement of the CCRs.
So if we put this in, then we're going to be sending out notices for 19 that people have to pay more?
Not for 19. 19's being paid right now.
Oh, okay, 20.
Right. It'll be for November. It'll be for November.
Right, okay.
November of 19.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
Which will be the bills for
20.
Yeah. Right.
We already agreed this year.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's if we just went with a 20% increase, we have to deal with Red Ink for 5 years. But that's what it amounts to. And then after that, it goes to 2.5% for inflation, and we get ahead of ourselves in that. But really, when you actually go through, if you wanted to take this out to like 50 years, you'd see that is not really money. It's in the bank, but it's going to get eaten up the first time you have to pave roads again.
Right.
Because by then, that's going to cost $2 million. So,
wow.
You know, everything costs. Now,
the other
20% scenario, that one is 20% a year for the next 5 years, or well, actually all the way out till 2039 or 29. But that's with right now to keep us from going into red ink, our special assessments would need to be added to that. Mm-hmm. So in addition to going up 20%, we would need to add $125 assessment this coming year, $150 the following year, and then back down to $75 the year after that. Gets us down to where we run down to only $1,300 left in our reserves, but it keeps us from red ink. And this is what we have to explain to the membership. This is to fully fund it. This is what has to be done. Now, if they don't want to vote for a special assessment, that's when we can start deferring maintenance. We technically can't do the 20% by itself because that's red ink. We can't do that. We have to fully fund it. So the 20% with the special assessments fully funds it, but if they don't approve them, then we're not liable for not following the maintenance plan. That's the difference.
Just save getting awfully expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. You know, the first, if we did the special assessment, you're talking, $300 for next year, for November. The year after that, you're talking $320. And then after that, $275, then down to $248, and it just, you know, then it starts going up 20% a year. But that keeps us from going into red ink.
I see.
Another scenario I ran was with a 200% increase for, 2020. So for, you know, on next year's assessment, a 200% increase. Of course, we still need $144 special assessment this year.
No problem.
And a 200% increase for next year with a $10 special assessment to keep us from going into red ink. But that's kind of a more level pay plan. It's not as steep the first couple of years. It's a little closer to, well, I shouldn't say it's not as steep. It gets us there right now and then keeps us there without going up as fast.
Well.
But it's still, I mean, any way you look at it, the rates have to go up. And then there's the 300% one, which only takes a $10 special assessment in 2020, but it takes a 300% rate increase. They all do about the same thing, and if you look at the monthly numbers, they're very similar. Some of them are a little higher in the beginning, a little lower later on. You know, like the 300%, it brings us up to where we're paying $400 in 2 years. But, yeah, but when you look out at 2037, we're paying just under $1,000 instead of $1,150.
I'm not going to be here that long.
Well, and that's it. Most people are going to look at this, what's the cheapest today?
Exactly.
And that's what they want.
Exactly.
You know, but it's going to cost more down the road.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Let them worry about it.
Who here is going to be down the road?
Yeah.
That's right.
I know. I'm just saying that. But that's
the end of the road.
Yeah.
But that's what we're looking at. And that's why I kept doing these 20% ones, because they're more realistic. First off, as a board, we can do the 20%.
Right.
That doesn't require a vote. The special assessment does.
Yeah.
But if the members don't approve it, at least we're covered, so we just don't do the maintenance.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And then when they complain about it, well, no. You didn't approve it. You know, and then if they don't approve the special assessments, well, then that means we can't do much of any maintenance until we get out to 2025, and then we start having a budget for maintenance. So.
Yeah,
but you can see, even if you just look at the
security.
Yeah, me too.
If you look at the two different 20% ones right there, side by side, I mean, you can see that the difference in the red ink. You know, I mean, it's just so. I mean, just the special assessment. If we don't get the special assessment, you can see how long term of an impact that is. I mean, it's a special assessment for 3 years, but the effect is for five.
Yeah.
By the end of the 30 years, is all the roads paved and being maintained?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Just what's paved.
Just maintained.
Right now.
They're just being maintained.
And just what's paved right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
We'll just say Cloquesetting Canyon.
Except we're hoping we're going to have more
pavements.
So, you know, obviously, we need to do the maximum we can right now, which is the 20%. I mean, we don't have a choice.
Except
next year will be
sent out notices for the 130, so we have to send those rescinds out real soon, I guess.
Well, I think it was in the newsletter that we were talking about rescinding it.
Oh, okay.
So
I haven't.
So they're going to be aware of it.
Yeah.
I think you had it down, and we voted for the, but it would be, we were talking about maybe rescind it in the future.
Yeah. So we'll have to let people know this is what's coming. But I mean, we have until November to make them perfectly aware.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can start getting the message out to people. But we're going to have to anyway. We have to educate them.
Well, each one of our letters, the spring letter and each one has to.
Right, there's a whole paragraph discussing.
Okay.
That's what I thought. I remember reading.
Yeah, but we're going to have to start educating everybody because we need to explain to them that they need to do a special assessment. And if they don't, then we have to defer the maintenance.
We need to get another newsletter out in January then, huh?
Mm-hmm. End of January, first part of February, and start educating everybody because we have to put that out to a vote, and that's going to have to be before the assessments are due.
Right.
So that vote has to go out, you know, May.
Yeah, at least May.
So the election for that so it's going to have to go out the first half of the year. To see if we can get a special assessment approved.
Right.
And if it's not approved, then we have to figure out what maintenance we're deferring to keep it within our budget. Yep. But again, at least we know we can do the 20%. The comparison I made in here was the 20% without any special assessments, so we know, you know, how much money we have to cut from the maintenance every year.
If we start charging this money, we're going to have to definitely get some projects done to show people what they're getting for their money.
Yeah.
Well, even at that, it's they're not going to get anything for it for a while. 2019, we have money in there to grade.
I'm thinking about Morgan Lane, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's the money's not there. It's just going to be grading is all that's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, the first, for 2019, that's all that's in here is grading.
Yeah.
2020, we have seal coat, so they would see that if we, you know. But again, that's if they pay for a specialist. If they'll pay the special assessment, if they don't do the special assessment, the seal coat's out the window.
Are we not going to realize that ever be able to get it granted?
Oh yeah.
So that'll cut
50 years.
Yeah.
And if they had a little more money each year for the past 50 years, you wouldn't have to have the whole big chunk.
Yeah, that's.
You don't put a chunk of money in all. I mean, a smaller amount as.
Assessments have gone up less than
$250
a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what we're under here is the assessments were not raised years ago when they needed raised. They kicked down the street every time.
Neither was our regular fee that we have. That's the key. That's what I'm saying.
It's never been raised adequately.
When I saw $100 more than $100 when we moved in, I said, a year? Because I was in real estate. Most of them, homeowners.
A couple hundred a month.
Yeah.
So ours have never been raised to an adequate amount.
And even with 75 a month, it would still be lower than anything.
But this is what hurts is now you got to do it in a big jump.
That's right.
You know, and that's why the 20% is probably the biggest we can get. You know, and that's a big jump even at that. I mean,
it is a big jump.
Yeah. Well,
but you know, we got a budget for taxes.
You know, because 5 years from now we're going to be 300. If that 20%, we're going to be 300 a year in 5 years.
Now all the property tax is spent here, does it go to like Bakersfield Roads and somewhere.
Kern County.
Kern County.
And then wherever they want to spend it.
Yeah, which isn't here.
A 20% raise only boils down to $12 a month. You'll be taking in $144 and it'd be $12 a month for dues. I mean, you can't beat that.
No, you can't.
That it is just $12.
That's just for that year.
Yeah, the following year, it jumps up again, $172.80.
When it gets to that $358, that's for...
Exactly, that's the thing. Where are you going to go?
You want the beans. You know, it's either that or say
you know, I know a lot of people came out here thinking it was cheaper to live in the country. And I'll tell you, it costs more to live in the country.
Because
everything is more out here.
Not only that, whenever you go to the store, you've got your gas.
More gas. Yep. Everything's more out
that's
here.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Even UPS charges more.
Yep.
Yeah. They charge me a fortune to come out here and pick stuff up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
It's like, it's about almost as much as the shipping is, the surcharge for pickup.
Is that
because it's out here?
Or what about FedEx? Is that the same?
FedEx is higher.
Oh, really? I have to tell my son. My son works for FedEx.
Yeah. Yeah, cussing. Tell him. Yeah. That's those people.
All right, well, that's.
Well, that does explain it pretty clear, but. It's
spooky too. Oh, yeah. That's why I did all these numbers. I mean, I spent several nights doing these.
Well, just think in 5 years.
Try and come up with something.
We'll go back to 3 years at Walmart.
Just think in 5 years we'll get a dollar more on our Social Security.
No, you're exaggerating. It's $20 more.
See, at least Social Security gives you an increase. I keep getting decreases because I haven't got Social Security yet.
That's right. Yeah. You young whippersnapper.
Well, we didn't get any increase.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't even seen mine. Yeah, a few years ago. Didn't.
And I haven't gotten mine. Yet. Everybody's been getting theirs. And I keep looking. And I haven't gotten mine.
What did we figure out on mine? But how much?
I don't remember.
It was like 20 some odd cents?
Yeah, it was not very much.
Yeah. It isn't.
My cost of moving was 20 some odd dollars.
But my recommendation would be that we do the 20% because we know we can do that. I don't think we'll get a vote to approve 200 or 300%.
No. No.
Now, what we can do though, since we need to put out we need to put it out to the members and ask them to vote on a special assessment. When we get to that point, we can look at it. We could probably put it on the ballot. Here's your choices: do nothing, do the special assessment, raise the assessment 200, or raise the assessment 300. And let them choose.
Let them choose. I think
whoever votes the most, you know, that's what we go with.
I think that's the best way to do it because
we give them the scenarios and let them decide which way to go.
Well, it's their community.
In the meantime, we go up to 20% that we can go up. We're doing our due diligence. We're doing the best we can to do the maintenance.
Yeah.
And then whatever they approve above and beyond that is up to them.
Okay.
Would anybody like to make a motion to that effect?
I'll make one.
I was going to say, I'd make one too, but I don't know how to...
We're going to go up 20%, and then we'll put it to the members, a special assessment, or the various rate increase scenarios, and let them choose which one.
I'll make a motion to do what Randy said.
Who wants to second it?
Rita will.
Oh, I thought I made the last again.
Okay.
Whatever. I was reading it. Well, I thought I already said that. I'll make the
anybody question. Opposed?
We both did.
Yeah.
If nobody's opposed, then that's what we're doing. Okay. So we're going to impose a 20% rate increase. And we'll put out to vote special assessment
increase 20%
or 200% or 300% and or do nothing and see which way the members go. Even if they do nothing, we know we can still keep going up 20% a year. And we'll be in red ink for a while, but eventually the 20% will get us there. Yeah.
For 4 years, we're going to be in red ink.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Just four.
Well, that takes care of our budget stuff. That brings us to discussion and possible action to require removal of real estate for sale signs from association property and or adopting rules for placement of such signs. I did a little digging because I figured that they did have, and they did. Kern County has a sign ordinance covering real estate signs.
I know that they have real estate.
Which means we don't have to write one.
That's right. You've got it.
We can adopt one that's already there.
One more.
And make our life simpler.
Okay. At least you don't have to adopt it. You just have to let them have this.
Well, no, because they can't enforce it. Kern County can't enforce it on our roads.
Oh.
But it gives us something. I just hate to tell somebody they've got to do something when we don't have it in writing what they have to do and why.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Write a rule, adopt it, then you tell them, here's what you got to do. That's always my preference. Put it in writing first and then tell them what they've got to do. So that way we have the same answer every time the question comes up.
I thought we only worried about roads. I don't know what I worry about.
Well, it's in our road. Now, if it's not in our road, then we have nothing to say about it.
I just want to make sure we're still covering just roads.
Now, this is... Yep.
It's hard enough to cover the roads.
Yeah.
That's what the one we did. If we were to adopt something like this, we would simply rephrase it that this isn't for their lot. This is for anything in our road. Or we can simply say no signs in our roads, period. But we've got a lot of people out here that have, you know, address signs and stuff like that that are in our road rather than on their lot, because if it's on their lot, it's far enough back you wouldn't be able to find it.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful if we say no signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have an effect that we don't really want.
I think it should just be signs.
And that's what this one was. I mean, Kern County's got a whole list of sign standards, but this is the one for
just
to real estate. But again,
we ourselves have signs up like
this one is at the lot right below me.
Right, the standard real estate sign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was where he emailed me right away when he got the agenda. He's up in Canada. And he was concerned. He says, I don't know if the sign's been put up yet. And I said, no, it doesn't mean you can't have a sign. It just means you can't put it on the association easement. And this looks like it might be a little bit over the line, but, you know, if we enforce it for one, we have to enforce it for
everybody. Yeah.
And that's why, exactly. And that's why we got to be careful. We don't want to overreach. And a lot of these...
And stress it to the owners who are selling it. To stress it
right
to the real estate agents to put it there.
Okay. Yeah.
And see, a lot of properties out here, if we don't let them put it in the road, not in the traveled portion of the road, but in our road,
the easements.
If they don't put it in the road, it's going to be way down over the side of the mountain or way up on top where nobody can see it anyway. So, it's not practical out here for us to say not in our roads at all.
Yeah.
That would present a real problem. Not in our... I would put it more as nothing in the traveled portion of the road or, like this does, within 10 feet of the traveled portion. Because that's what they've got in here. It can't be within 10 feet of a street.
So how far in is that big sign? That big one on Morgan and Sunview.
It's probably about 10 feet in from the traveled portion of the road.
So it would make it legal then?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to remember here if there was a size.
It just slaps me in the face every time I drive. I'm like,
yeah, here it is. Sign does not exceed an overall size of 9 square feet, including the support, which is 9 square feet would be 3x3.
Which is plenty big.
That's a good size real estate sign.
Like 3x5.
And it can't exceed a height of 2.5. Does not exceed a height of 2.5 feet. That one's way over 2.5 feet. And then like this, it can't be within a road or street right of way, but that's one of the exceptions we're going to have to make, is it's going to have to be allowed to be in the road as long as it's not in traveled portion.
Yeah, because of those, especially the ones up there, like in Hackamore and in that other.
Oh, even this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is for second signs. This isn't for the main sign. This is for signs like directing people to an open house.
Oh, okay.
So let's see.
I know it does. It's
I was just want to keep it blank.
Okay, so this does not say how big the sign can be for their main real estate sign. But that doesn't mean we can't put a size on it.
Just adopt Kern County rules, and then we're not making new rules, and we have to enforce them. they're enforceable because it's a Kern County rule.
Well, it doesn't fit for us out here, though. That's the problem. We're going to have to modify it some to make it fit our community.
Well, can't we modify the size?
Yeah, we can put a size in here. That's what I'm saying. We can add in here. I mean, we could make the size no more than 9 square feet for the primary side. Because when you're in a residential zone, how much bigger do you need?
That's right.
See, this is for Kern County, so yeah, you've got commercial developments and stuff where they've got a big.
About neon signs and everything else.
So, you know, we can put a size on here. We just need to determine what size we would like to put in here. You know, one of the things I like is, you know, signs have to be removed within 10 days after sale of property.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of the things, otherwise they sit here for 20 years.
Okay. Until they fall down.
There's a couple of signs that have been there, I'm not kidding you, since Mike and I moved in.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's Caldwell Banker.
This makes the realtor's responsibility to come back out here and remove it.
Those two might even work for Caldwell Banker.
Probably. Or there's one that sign that's up on the hill. Her name is all crinkled up and on the corner of Pasture and Sunview. It's all crinkly and it's been there for
ridiculous.
Well, I would say, you know, looking at this,
can't we take it out?
You know, we can't regulate what they put on their property.
It's on their property.
We can't regulate what they put on their property. We can only regulate what they put in our road. And, I mean, we could just simply say no signs in our road. But, again, that creates other issues, and it makes it impractical for people to put a for sale sign up, too.
Well, so, even those properties that go like this, at the top, they're not on the road. They're on the side of the road.
Well, they're not in the travel portion of the road, but they may still very well be in our road.
Well, they'll be in the easement.
Right. So that's why, you know, I think we should allow them to put them in our road as long as it's not in the traveled portion.
Yeah.
I would say it should be 10 feet from the traveled portion of the road.
Yeah. Sounds reasonable.
That gives us because we're not going to want to go out there and measure everyone, but if we say 10 feet, that gives us a fair buffer.
Yeah.
They know it's got to be out in the weeds. It can't be in the
regular. Right on the edge of the road.
Right.
Yeah, but those ones with the top of halter and stuff, there's no place to put it 10 feet off the road.
Yeah, and we'll have to use a little bit of judgment.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
I would say that it just has to be 10 feet from the traveled portion.
Yeah. My house number sign must be in the right of way.
You take that down right now.
Making mad notes.
Mine looks like it is, but my property.
Okay. The one thing they do have in here, if it's a freestanding sign, it can't exceed 8 feet in height. We don't have to keep 8 feet. We can make it 5 feet. We can, you know, whatever we want to do with that. But that would be one of the things that we can establish is if it's in the road, you know, we can.
It can cause a blind spot.
Yeah. In fact, if it's on the traveled part of our, or not our traveled part, but on our road, I would probably say 5 feet would be.
Yeah, 5 feet's plenty.
Because, like you said, it becomes an obstruction. You can't see past it.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's the blind spot.
Go maximum of 5 feet in height, which is that's a tall sign.
Yeah, so
that's about what that other one is.
Yeah.
So that would even allow a sign that big, that tall.
Yeah.
And then we could make.
That means the brush in front of it's got to be below 2 feet.
And if it's not, they needed to cut the brush anyway.
But they won't.
You know, and that's something we need to look at in our rules. Maybe. You know, the roads belong to us, but that doesn't mean we can't make the individual property owners responsible to cut the weeds.
Yeah.
Well, really.
Most of them aren't going to do it, but we could.
I thought it already was.
It's our responsibility. It's our road. That's our responsibility in this maintenance budget.
That's right.
So we could make that a rule? We wouldn't have to worry about the CC&Rs?
Right. We can make it a rule, and, you know, I don't know how enforceable it would be.
You don't know whether you're going to force it or not.
Because now we're putting a rule in place that the people have to do maintenance on common area.
And there's a lot of people that don't live here.
Right.
And
so it's going to be difficult to do, but it's something I hadn't thought about before. But it is something that we could look at.
You know what? When we do it down the road,
that one in Ireland or over there,
he can come over once a year.
Yeah.
Clean these right now. You don't want to throw a whole lot of stuff there without.
But if you cut the weeds, you got to remember the weeds are holding the dirt back that's going to go along the road too, so.
Well, you cut it down, you don't not pull it out.
Right, so now you got to specify that.
Yeah. So right. It's just getting too technical.
Yeah, that would get terrible done. Yeah.
Well, so much of it is dead too, and it's a fire hazard.
Yep.
That scares a crap out of me.
Me too.
Okay, so if we go with 5 feet in height, do we want to put the 9 foot restriction in there on the size of the 9 square feet for the size of the sign? So a 36 by 36 would be the maximum?
I think so. That's plenty.
You know, and again, they can put it on the lot. If they want to put a big one, just move it back and make it on the property. But if you want to put it in our road...
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Because we're not saying you can't put a real estate sign up. Right. We're just saying if you want to put it in our road, this is the this is what we're requiring. Okay.
Is it 3x3? Is that what it is?
It's 9 square feet, which is 3x3 or a variation thereof.
Variation,
yeah.
You should put on the association's road.
That's right. That's how the this will only affect the roads.
Because it's their road too. Whoever you're wanting to have do this, because they're part of the association.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll revise this and draft it up and make it fit the association by changing things to say association roads and such. And we'll have it for our next meeting to adopt.
Okay. That sounds good.
That gives me a good direction on what to put in there. Unless we want to try and word it right now, if you, we can do that and adopt it.
Yeah, why not?
It's pretty easy to, the wording has already been done.
Okay, well, let's see. Okay, so the first sentence we'd have to change because that's for, that this only applies to signs on the actual lot for sale. Temporary real estate signs placed in association roads. Or placed on association property? Placed on association property.
Oh, if you can read it, I'll do it. I'll read yours later when you get it printed out.
It's not an easement. It's owned by the association. Based on association property.
Well, all I have to do is change that once.
A property shall comply with the following standards. Not more than one temporary real estate sign shall be placed near the lot. Provided, however, auxiliary rider sign shall be allowed if attached to the same sign support. Mm-hmm. Bounded by more than one street, one sign shall be allowed along each adjacent street frontage. So if it's on a corner lot, you can put one on both streets.
Yeah.
Signs shall not be illuminated, which I don't think they would anyway.
Nowadays they do it with the
solar. And,
the solar.
Yeah. shall be a minimum of 10 feet from any traveled portion of the roadway.
Not property line of the roadway.
Okay. If attached to a building, does not apply. So that would mean the sign shall not exceed 5 feet in height. And then we'll take the sentence from down below, and shall not exceed an overall size of 9 square feet.
Right.
We're going to have Bear Valley rules.
Including support. Okay. All right, that takes care of that. Shall not restrict the number or size of temporary signs erected within courtyard or mall space. We can strike that. We don't need that. We don't have too many mall spaces here.
Wish.
Okay. And then notwithstanding of this chapter, which we don't really care about. We just go to portable temporary off-site directional signs may be used in conjunction with an open house. So in other words, they can put up the arrows and stuff for open houses. Provided each portable directional sign does not exceed an overall size of 9 feet, does not exceed 2.5 feet in height, and is not located within, again, we can change that to traveled portion of the roadway.
Yes.
And then that, for that portion, it says signs shall be on display only when property is open for inspection, so only during the open house.
Yeah, well.
And then real estate signs shall be removed within 10 days after sale or immediately upon being leased. So I would say real estate signs on association property shall be removed within 10 days. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we're not overreaching and trying to tell people what to do on their own property. Now, on their own property, they're governed by this county ordinance.
Right. That's right.
Yep. So this county ordinance applies.
It applies
outside. It applies in our road, and it applies on their lot as well.
That's right.
This does apply.
As far as the sizes and stuff.
But this one here does not prohibit the signs being placed on our road. Actually, let me. On the lot. Actually, this we could actually have that sign removed by code compliance under this ordinance.
That's right.
It would be, they probably wouldn't do it, but because it says that the sign has to be on their lot. But it doesn't say it can't be put on somebody else's lot. It just says the sign shall be placed on the lot. So it's kind of one of those gray.
Yeah.
So if we adopt an ordinance to go along with this one, or we adopt a rule to go along with this one, we cover pretty much everything. Okay.
Why would they put it on another person's lot?
Maybe it's better. It can be seen better there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you
so
pay the other person $10 and you put your sign up.
Yeah, a lot of the real estate agents don't look at the stuff, and they will, especially with a review.
I did have one real estate agent call me and ask me to do that, but I was
selling property
cool.
down in LA,
most of them
in the LA County area. Oh, that's another. Oh, that's different. Oh, look at LA County rules, good regulations. They're absolutely out of your mind.
I would say temporary real estate signs may be placed on association property and shall comply with the following standards.
Right. Okay,
so we're giving permission for them to put the sign up on our property.
And as long as
if they comply with these standards.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. And they remove them.
Okay.
I've seen them every year.
Well, I can print this up and we can put it in our next newsletter because if it's a rule, we have to publish it first.
Right.
So we can put it with the next newsletter to publish.
Okay.
All right, that works.
Okay, that brings us to.
Yeah, and so, well, actually, we need a motion to adopt it.
I was going
to
say, are you going to adopt it?
Yep.
I make a motion we adopt the sign thingy.
Okay. The sign rule.
The sign rule.
Oh, that brings us to what penalties? Well, we can't. See, that's one that's tough to assess a penalty because the penalty goes to the property owner.
Right.
And if they're selling, good luck collecting it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things where we just tell the realtor, get it out of there.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And we've got the authority to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I'll add that in here. Sign, non-compliant signs will be removed.
Okay. That's right. But I don't think we need to impose fines and stuff.
No.
Especially if we can remove them. Don't want to get too carried away here.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Was somebody going to second it?
Oh,
I'll
sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, it's all right.
I did already.
All right, read it.
Somebody.
Yeah, anybody.
Anybody opposed? Hey, we have a new rule.
Hey.
Okay. That brings us to adopting letterhead. I started using it a little bit just so everybody could see. I put the minutes for today on letterhead just so everybody can see what it looks like.
In the mountains.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we have
We have Audrey's mountain on there.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
That looks good.
It gives us a watermark.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
If you want a smaller drawing for the card, I can with a.
We can just shrink it.
Yeah,
shrink it.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, and then we've got our email addresses and our website on here. So, I mean, it's nothing fancy, but it's good and basic, and it makes everybody aware it came from us.
Well, what's nice about it, when you get something like this, you don't have to look up a phone number or anything if you wanted to make a comment on it. Because most of the time, if you do, you just say, I want to heck with it.
Yeah. That's all right there. So unless somebody wants to change things,
no, that's fine.
We can have a motion to approve the letterhead. And we need to establish rules for its use. It's only for board correspondence. Mm-hmm. So board-approved correspondence.
Exactly. Yeah, not for just everybody.
Right.
I'll draw my own map. No.
Where do you send emails to?
Down at the bottom. There's president, president, treasurer, or secretary.
Okay.
And it goes to the one place, and then they send them, they sort them out.
Would anybody like to move to adopt?
I move to adopt that, the letterhead. Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second for change.
I'm official.
I'll second. I can't get on you to second it. Okay, so business cards are just
going to be smudge.
Yeah, we can squeeze business cards in under this heading, actually, because it's not exactly letterhead, but it's along the same lines. It's our image.
That's right. I like the business.
Yeah, I think we need to do some.
Like car magnets?
Yeah, we need to make a logo. I'll work on the logo for us. Yeah, I need to get us a logo so we can have some decals made up.
We should have them for our cars when we're working on the roads.
Yeah. So, having business cards printed gets expensive, but if we do a generic one, it's not so bad. If we're not going to be using a whole lot, though, we can buy a package of the business card, paper.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And make our own.
They're not as fancy. They're not as slick looking.
That's right.
And the writing wears off fast.
Well,
it's not as good.
Even if we went with I've seen some pretty cheap.
Yeah, one of those
things
are
on Amazon.
Yeah. And that's what I'm thinking is we get the generic one like Bill was suggesting that doesn't have a name, it just has Mountain Valley Association.
Yeah.
And I've seen them before where you just put a line there so you can write your name on it.
I was just going to say, add a line and then you can write your own name because you do want people to know who you are.
I've seen people having those cards because a lot of the people in the nursing homes and stuff, the nurses will give you the card and they have their name.
And then along with it, we can do small batches of the ones we print ourselves to personalize them. But at least that gives us a generic one that's long-lasting that can have the association info.
I don't know why they have to be personalized, really.
No, it's handy. You don't have to sit there and write it down.
It's just
hand it out.
But we can work on those, but we can see about ordering a small quantity, 500 or 1,000 is about the smallest you're going to be able to order. But we can see about ordering a small quantity of printed business cards.
Start with 500 and see how many we have.
Well, it depends on what they'll print them for, what you have to order, whatever their minimums are to get a decent price.
Okay.
But it should be 500 or 1,000. But at least.
I don't know which company it is, but there is one that advertises 500 for less than $10.
Yeah, it was less than $10.
And then there was and if you say $20, you've got 1,000 cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plenty for everybody.
That's right.
Yeah,
you've had it for years.
Yeah. No, now that we've got the letterhead, we can design the card to fit, and that way it'll be the same card for quite some time.
Yeah.
We've got the phone numbers established. All these things are established. Now is the time to go ahead with cards. Before it was premature. We didn't have everything in place, but now. So I'll see about a price on those and see what we can get for something inexpensive.
Because it always goes to my MVA.
Right.
And that way.
That's why I made the addresses generic.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Rather than a name.
Any board can handle that.
Yep. Okay.
Let's say I decide.
If we want to just add that to the motion that we already did, so we'll add in there that we're going to order 500 to 1,000, whatever we can get cheap business cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
A lot, and we'll do the business cards with the same heading and the same watermark to it. And then we'll put the same list of email addresses and website on there, and we'll leave a line to write in a name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere you can put down your name and your phone number so the guy can, either contact you or
right.
The association.
Yep. Okay.
Did somebody second that?
Rita did. Anybody opposed? Okay, discussion of possible action to clear association roads of trees and brush to provide fire breaks. I think that falls into our maintenance plan. It's one of those things that we can do a lot of the work ourselves, outside of a contractor, and it won't cost us as much money.
Yeah.
But as we get the contractor in here to do grading and stuff, we can have them smooth things out, and we need to add it into our grading plan so that they just kind of keep the brush cleaned
on
both sides of the road.
Yeah.
It still goes back to where exactly is our road, so we're going to have to work on finding property markers and stuff, as time allows, and figure out exactly where our roads are. But even to start with, we just need to start clearing the brush where we know we can off the sides of our roads. I'm going to start putting some pressure on Kern County too, even though it probably won't do a whole lot of good, but from a fire hazard perspective, if all these roads out here, because most of these roads are large roads, if they were all cleared, there's good fire breaks.
That's right.
So the fire department has a chance. I mean, we may lose four or five houses, unfortunately, but they have a chance of keeping it from getting any bigger than that,
right?
Because they've got big fire breaks. Right now you've got trees and stuff that, the roads cleaned off 30 feet wide maybe, but when you look at the trees, they're only 10 feet apart.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, so you've got no clearance.
Yeah.
Kern County Fire Department sends out a little brochure, and maybe when we send the mailing out, if we put every one of those in the brochure and remind the people, Kern County recommends for your safety that you follow these rules.
Let me see if I can get if Kern County will give us those things.
Oh, the fire department might give them.
Uh-huh. Those clearance brochures.
I know they're still continuing it, but they also said that if you were unable to do so, if you call the fire department, they will send somebody out there to help you keep your property cleared off.
But don't they charge for that?
That's what they say.
I'll check with the Fire Safe Council.
I don't know. I mean, this is what I heard. I never tried it.
I'll check with Kern Fire Safe Council, because the Fire Safe Council, they're Kern County's organization to help advise the fire department on the training and stuff like that, that they can remember when we were paying that fire tax, all that money that got set aside that they have to spend.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff they spend it on, is those brochures and stuff. So I'll check with them and see if we can't get some of those.
Well, we don't pay that fire tax anymore.
No, I know. But they still have that money to spend.
Yeah, I'm saying they didn't send it back.
Also, people that are having trouble, please contact the board. And the board will try and see if we can help them with their fire break. I mean,
well, all we can really do is
because of their age and they can't do nothing. Well, I'll run my tractor over there. I know Rita would help. I know quite a few people would.
It's not the road.
It's so not we can't, be much,
the association can't do it, but we can tell them who can.
Yeah, for recommendations.
Yeah.
But they have
it's
to.
It's not roads, so we can't.
They have to ask us to help them.
Yeah, we can kind of.
And you can ask for the board's recommendations as to how to go about it if they're unable to do so.
Well, that's what we did put that.
I think you did that last time.
I thought we already. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. After I said that.
But one of the things that I'm looking at.
Somebody's reading the news.
I read them.
If we don't clear our roads, it brings in a liability issue.
Yeah.
So we need to start clearing the roads, and. It's not going to be popular because some people are going to think we're clearing their property, but
that's too bad.
You know, the road committee, if we were going to do it that way, could get out and clean one road, get a couple of people and clean road.
Yeah, and a lot of it can be done when we're grading. You know,
yeah,
we can do extra.
Grading would be a lot easier.
But, you know, again, a little at a time, eventually we get there. We can't do it all anyway until we know where the roads are.
That's right.
But little bits and pieces we can do.
You know, if we had a brush cutter, we could cut down the sides of the roads.
And that's something, you know, our budget... It's not taken into account in this budget, but it's something we need to look at. You know, right now we've got budgeted to start hiring contractors for stuff.
Yeah.
But we can start looking at what it would take for us to start doing the stuff.
Yeah. There's probably more people that have tractors in here than.
Well, it's but
Bill does.
You're going to wear out somebody's tractor. We need the association, if we're going to do this stuff ourselves, the association needs to buy the equipment.
Right.
Because then the problem comes if something breaks, tire goes flat, you know, who pays for, you know.
Yeah.
The association needs to get their equipment. And that also eliminates the issue with fuel and stuff, you know. Well, you can't, because you can't just give them money for fuel because, well, how much of that fuel is used, you know. It just makes it a real nightmare.
Just go out and use our credit cards and...
Well,
does the association have its own lot?
Like, nope. Well, we own two lots, but they're not buildable lots.
Yeah.
They're open space.
What we did with Bob Rodell, he used to take his brush cutter and cut the side of the road for us. We'd issue him a contract for, I think it was $100. He wouldn't take any more. And in return, he would cut the sides of the roads.
Problem we have there is liability. Mm-hmm. Who's got the insurance? If we have a contract, then our insurance isn't going to cover it.
Okay.
That's the problem. Now, if it's a volunteer doing it, our insurance covers volunteers, but...
You can't pay them.
Exactly. When you're contracting, now you've got to have insurance. So it's just... That's why I say it's easier.
Yeah, they make sense.
It's so much easier if the association... If we're going to do it that way, the association buys the equipment. Then we can use volunteers to operate it.
Right.
And keep our costs down. But...
Then there's maintenance.
Cleaner.
Who's going to do the maintenance?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got. Oh, it just
goes into. It's nonstop. But anyway, I don't really think we have any action to take on this. We just need to be aware of it. We need to start clearing brush wherever possible, whenever possible, as we're doing maintenance. It's something we needed to think about. We need to be aware of, and we need to start acting on.
At the bulletin board, could we put in a brochure from the fire department saying what you should do for brush maintenance?
That's a good idea to keep up there on a regular basis. I'll see if I still have any of those around, too, so we can get one up ASAP.
That's a good idea.
And one more thing on the bulletin board. Is there a map on the bulletin board?
Not right now.
We really need to put a map on the bulletin board, because that's the number one reason to stop, is to find a road.
Yeah.
A lot of people are looking for roads.
I wish I could get a clean copy of that map, but the map that they used when they did the map is so small.
It's so small, you can't read it.
Yeah.
We used Liz's map.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a bigger map, and we need also, that's the escape route. We need that we can put up there too.
I think we can get that from. Bernice, she put one up on the other bulletin board.
I think we need to have a...
I think that's a good idea, too.
Because...
Yeah, let's see that. Nice.
Yeah, it was my worksheet where I was figuring out the footage.
This is the association?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so... Anyway, that gives us a good starting point for clearing roads. That puts us to discussion and possible action for liens.
Oh my God.
And I'll let Joan handle this because she knows more about it than I do, what we need to lean and what we don't need to lean and what we're going to have to do to lean it.
Anybody know how much money we've spent on liens and how much we've collected?
I haven't put a good number together, no.
Liens are losing proposition money-wise.
They are losing.
Some of them have paid, but then we have to pay to lift it. We have to
I mean,
file it and pay those fees.
If we're not making any money, why bother? And,
well, if we,
because we need the money.
And if we don't bother, more people will quit paying.
Right.
If there's no enforcement,
then you won't have half the people won't bother.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there's got to be enforcement to keep everybody paying. Otherwise, that's what would happen. Slowly but surely, everybody quits paying.
That's right.
The question is the lien the best way of going about it, or should we file in small claims court? But then that takes time.
Yeah.
So
that takes time to go sit in court.
And it costs money to do that too.
That's right.
But it takes time because you got to go to court. You got to appear.
Pretty much between a rock.
I got to do that at Christmas.
Spot.
I got to go. I got jury duty on the 24th.
Oh, you're kidding!
Oh, it's great. You think anybody's going to start a trial on the 24th?
Do you have it in Mojave?
Uh-huh.
The girl sequestered you.
Who in the world is going to hold? What judge is going to start a trial on the 24th?
It lasts for a week, and then you have that week off of New Year's, so you're free.
I'm too old to call me.
You have to call them to see if you're required to go down. Uh-huh. They'll probably say
the courthouse is going to be closed on the 24th.
Come on the 26th.
Yeah, they'll be closed on the 24th.
Yeah. Even if you call the 26th, they're not going to call you because they're not going to want a trial to start.
All the rest of the county offices are closed that entire 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
From Christmas to New Year's, everything's closed.
That's right.
So that's perfect jury duty.
Yeah,
nothing's open.
Yeah,
but you don't get paid. I got paid as much as I put into it. Nothing.
Yeah, I dread every time I get that notice because I don't have time for jury duty.
The nice thing is,
I saw that date.
I got that.
Perfect.
And so I've already served. They can't call me back again, even though I didn't have to go in. They didn't.
Yep.
Yeah, and you're only the same situation. You've already served.
But anyway, we're going to have to do something with the liens.
Yes, we are. And Rich, off topic, but we've got to get those three
lien
releases.
Okay.
I meant to print them out, and I meant to call Yvette and ask her to come by. I'm completely spaced on that, too.
Yeah.
But I've got those ready to go.
Okay. Yeah. You can do those whenever you're ready.
Yeah. And then I think right now we have a couple of paid, so I don't think we have quite 60 unpaid, but that includes 18 and then the past ones. So there's a chunk.
There is a chunk, but so many.
And we sent out the second notices, and I don't want to keep up.
No, I know.
Keep up sending second notices.
And that's a waste of our money.
Yeah.
Most of them come back anyway.
Like I said, I got all excited.
There's about 60.
It's under 60 because a couple have paid.
Wow.
But then we did have one that bounced a big one.
So even at that, though,
he's going to cover that real quick.
Even at that, 60 of them, so what's it cost us to file liens?
Well, it's $15 per signature for the notary.
Right. So we got $30 there.
Now, unless it's changed, it was $16 per document plus $3 additional pages.
Yeah.
And the ones that have past due, we have to make an exhibit sheet to attach to the actual lien each year. So that's what, $16, $19.
So it's close to $50 a piece to file the lien.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's about $50 to release it once they pay
it too.
Yeah.
Right. So unless my math is off here, that's about $3,000 to file liens.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
But I don't think I think some people will come through and eventually pay.
Yeah, but
we've got our time limit.
The people we can't find, we can't keep sending out notices.
No, I haven't sent anything out to the ones that are RTS.
Yeah.
And those we definitely need to go ahead and put the liens on because it's the only way we'll ever recover the money.
Yeah.
It's going to be when they sell or something.
If I read the CCRs right, we're supposed to do it every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, there's two lots up at the top of Sunview.
Well,
58, 57,
if you read the civil code on it, too, it has to be done every year.
Which really gets expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we're talking $3,000 in lien to put liens on, and we won't collect $3,000 in a year.
Uh-uh.
Well, when can we sell them? When can we put them up for sale?
Well, don't we have to foreclose?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So the whole process takes probably a year.
Yeah.
And it costs, again, there's more money.
More money going
and if we foreclose and take the property, guess what? Nobody owes us money on it anymore.
And
so
we
now
have
it doesn't,
to start paying for the...
Now we and have, we have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
But we could list them for sale for just... barely over what taxes are, just... To,
if we can sell them.
Yeah.
Because but that's the problem. Most people are going to look at it and say, well, I've got to pay association fees and I've got to pay taxes.
Yeah.
It's not worth owning them.
And there's so many of them that you can't build on anyway that are worthless. Mm-hmm. So that people bought...
No, but I mean, if somebody owes $3,000 back, I'd buy a lot for $3,000.
I would, too.
I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah. I have one. You want it? You just have to replace me is all.
Not gonna happen.
But is the association required to pay the back taxes?
Or uh-huh.
You can't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but usually it comes.
That's the other thing. If we foreclose, we have to pay the back
that's
taxes.
Right. So yeah. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
So that's why I'm saying, are the liens actually going to do us any good?
No.
Well, like you said, no enforcement, then people are going to say, well, gee, I'm going to quit paying. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do anything to me.
Now, if we go to small claims court. Of course, it doesn't do you much good there. You just get a judgment. But we can actually sue the person who owns the lot.
If you can find it.
And the judgment is against them and anything that they own.
Yeah, no matter.
But that still doesn't mean they're going to pay.
No, can we sell that judgment to a collection company?
I don't think you can sell a judgment.
And get 50%.
Now, we can sell the liens, but nobody's going to buy them.
Right. No.
But if the county takes the property, don't they? Then the taxes go away and they auction it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys.
Yeah,
don't
but,
you guys,
but unless we file our liens, then it's hard for us to get paid because
yeah.
They can contest it. They bought it all.
Yeah, but.
One thing in regards to your lien, it might be rated at the end of other liens.
If we don't enforce,
and they might pay the other liens first, and you.
Yeah, this is difficult.
It is a rock and a hard spot.
I think we still need to put the liens on, at least for now.
I think so.
Just because we need that enforcement, and it does tie them up. I mean, if even if they go for a tax sale, if the lien's there, the lien stays.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they have to pay the lien off, even if somebody buys it at a tax sale. I think we're better off doing that and not foreclosing on the lien. But if you don't foreclose, that's why you have to file a lien each year. If you foreclose and you take the property, you don't have to do that. But if you don't,
no, then
you have
then
to keep
then
doing
then
it a year.
Then we have
the taxes
we
and everything.
Have the property.
And if they've got back taxes owed, we really don't want to spend more money
to
get a piece of property we can't do anything with. And
if we own the property, then we got to pay the dues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it goes, it's more
it goes
expensive
in a circle.
To take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we at least file the liens, it protects the money that's owed. They have to pay it sooner or later. Somebody does.
So just do the liens, but nothing else. I don't want to foreclose on anybody because I don't want to have to take over their property.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think what we need to look at there is after we do the liens, we're going to have to look at the foreclosures. If they don't have more than a year or so back taxes, then it's probably worthwhile to foreclose before it gets any worse.
Yeah. Well, but then we got to pay the taxes.
We've got to pay the taxes. Well, we don't have to pay the dues. We just don't get to collect them.
Right.
Oh. Until we sell the.
Yeah.
You
can just add to them when
once
you sell it.
We foreclose. Could we then raffle the property up?
Oh, we could do anything we want with
and
it. You know,
make money.
Yeah, we can do whatever we
everybody
want.
Everybody buy
it.
A raffle ticket to get 2.5 acres.
Yeah.
Maybe. Unless they know what they're getting.
Yeah. Well, there are some properties that just aren't worth
like no, weird golden
because we've
properties
had a couple of lots
here.
Being purchased by land companies out of state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They buy them as investment.
Yeah.
And some of them they get money out of, some they
don't. Come over here and check it out.
No, they're playing the numbers. Some of them are worth, you know, something and some of them aren't.
Yeah. Okay. Like Peggy's property she's totally incoherent right now and she'll never get any better. You'll never get nothing out of that. So why could, and I know it's what, 6-7 years behind?
Well, the problem with that property is it's got over $10,000 in back taxes owed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So if we were to foreclose on that, we have to pay those taxes.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice place to put our building, but it costs us too darn much. We wouldn't be able to afford to put a building on it.
That's a lot of years, $10,000 in taxes.
penalties adds up fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, what I'm asking is there anything at all that we can...
Is she still the legal owner, even?
I don't think so.
I think
the bank took it over. We just don't know who.
I just can't find. I have tried, and I cannot find. And my nephew has gone through all of her paperwork, and he says, you know, he says, there's not even a starting point where they got the money from, you know, I'm not the money, the property from.
I'm not even, are you sure her name was on it even?
No, I'm not even sure that
because
either.
Knowing
well, according to the tax records, it's still drought.
It is. Yeah, but it's drought. But it might just be under Jeff's name.
Yeah,
and she
it might not even be under his name.
Yeah, but I mean, if a bank took it over, they have not recorded a deed, which isn't surprising. They don't usually bother until they sell it.
Okay, so actually she still does own the property.
According to the county?
Yeah, it could be that a bank has foreclosed, but they have not recorded a deed.
Yeah, okay. I hate to see that property.
But what do we actually?
It's beautiful property.
Do you remember what the process is for us to approve doing the liens and stuff?
We have to do a vote.
To lien all the back assessments.
Yes.
And then what do we have to do after that? Then we have to have the meeting where we the executive session where we do the particular lots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll have to read up on all of it.
How many properties are we talking about that people aren't paying their assessment fees? Like
50 some odd.
50 some odd.
That many?
Yeah. Which is a lot.
She just said, yeah.
That's a lot.
50? Wow.
Yeah, out of 206.
So that's almost a fourth.
Yeah.
So we've got a fourth of our... Yeah, we have to start enforcing. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So we don't have a choice. We're going to have to lien them, and we're going to have to start foreclosing. Like I said, we need to look at them at the back taxes, and the ones that aren't too bad, we need to foreclose on them first.
Yeah.
And before the taxes get any worse.
Yeah.
And that way, once that word gets out that that's what's happening, then people start paying the assessments.
That's right.
Or they'll let it go, and you guys will own it.
Well, and then we'll have to start selling.
Yeah, which, you know.
Yeah.
We'll be in the land business like Speed was.
That's what we end up just like
the county.
I make a motion that we go ahead and start the lien process.
I'll second it.
And I'll third it.
I don't want to get into it.
Now, is that public information to know who owes association fees?
Yeah.
You know, like if I wanted to go buy a piece of property out here.
No, the individual lots are not. The only thing.
I mean, I know I can go find out about the taxes.
Well, the liens you'll be able to find out from the county recorder, but the association won't be able to tell you.
That's public.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lien is public.
Anybody opposed?
Nope.
Okay. We'll start working on the liens.
Yeah.
That gets us to the better part, cookies.
Cookies.
Oh, are we adjourning or not staying yet?
Well, I put the cookies before the adjournment, bless you. Because if we want to be able to discuss things amongst ourselves, we'd be in violation of Davis Sterling until we adjourn.
So
if we don't adjourn the meeting until the end, we can talk all we want to talk. As long as it's on the agenda.
We also have to say when we're going to have our next meeting because
that's right.
Is it going to be on the second Saturday or is it going to be?
No, it's the second Saturday. We just changed it around this time because of the holidays.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But like last time, we started up on right after the first of the year.
Right.
So I don't know if they want to do that again.
I need to know because that weekend I'm leaving again.
But she can't leave.
I can't leave till after the meeting if that's going to be the meeting.
We discussed what day you could go.
Yeah, that's Sunday.
Well, we can have a January meeting right away.
It'd be the
Well, that's the thing. Do we need to? I mean,
do we need to?
Do you remember if there's a deadline for us actually imposing the liens?
I think there is, but I can't remember.
So we probably are going to have a meeting sooner rather than later anyway.
Okay, the meeting is the 15th, is the second Saturday. Oh, no, the 8th is. I'm in December.
Yeah, but we also need an executive session.
12th.
Mm-hmm.
12th. Yeah, but I'm never. You said you could leave the 13th. You can leave the 13th.
I can leave the 13th.
But you can't leave the 12th.
Okay.
The 12th is plenty early. That's
That's like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Or 4 weeks from now.
Is that going to give you time to do all of this that you have to get done?
Oh, I know.
Along with all this other stuff that you have to do?
Well, that's the way I always am. I've got more to do than I can do.
Oh, dear.
You should have seen what the table looked like yesterday before.
Oh, I can imagine.
I had paper from one end to the other.
I can imagine.
So, I don't know, 5th or the 12th. I mean, if we want to get going on the leaves, is the regular meeting.
Yeah, I think we ought to stick to the regular meeting.
Unless we look and find in the rules that we got to do this sooner, otherwise,
well, the 12th. Can we have a special meeting for that? Because it doesn't have a regular meeting.
Yeah.
So, 12 sound good with everybody?
Yeah, are these for us to
write them already in our calendar?
What about the executive session for the team?
We can put it on the same meeting. We can just go to executive session. Now, if we need to do it sooner than that, then we can call a special meeting. But otherwise, we can just add it.
Meeting?
Right. Otherwise, we can just add it to the agenda for the regular meeting and just go to executive session.
We've done that before. I'm going to come back.
Yep. Well, that's the way. That's the better way of doing it anyway.
Wouldn't it be easier to make it at the end of the meeting, and then that anybody that's here doesn't have to stay and wait for you to come back?
It's actually better to do it at the beginning of the meeting, get it over with, and then you come back and you announce what was done, and everything's behind you. You don't have to worry about it at the next meeting or nothing.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's the best way. Otherwise, you have to remember the next meeting to announce what you did.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, it's simple enough. We just go in the back room and we can have our executive session and then come back to the meeting.
So January 12th?
Yeah, if something in the requirements for the liens makes it sooner than that, then we'll call for a special meeting.
So January 12th is the second Saturday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Take some oranges if you can't go.
Okay, we're out of germs.
Cookies, finally.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Any future agenda items? We can do that real quick. Anybody got anything that they want to add at this point, or just holler during the month?
And the coffee can start.
Doesn't necessarily have to be an agenda item, but is the insurance guy working at finding us?
I haven't talked to him yet. I need to do that. Yeah. Because our insurance is not, the company that does most of our insurance is not going to do HOAs anymore. They pulled out of the HOA market, at least for California, which I don't blame them. So,
yeah. California is so.
Did you answer me or were you answering John? When I asked, are these for us?
You can have them. I don't care.
They want to start taxing cuts.
Back 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Randy,
yeah.
This road here.
Yep.
Used to be this water district.
We had a water line up there that goes to two lots.
Right, right. One is Janine's.
Right.
And I'm friends with her.
Right.
And I don't know, the other one's across the street.
Yep.
So now this man over here that lives here and has his water thing here, he's supposed to supply water to this little corner here.
Yep.
And he's making the big stink about it.
Yep.
About it.
That's the one.
So now, if I wanted him,
I can do that while you guys are having cookies. That's a separate thing.
If I wanted him to put water there, he'd have to run it from over.